So we're grateful to have you here.
Speak for us.
Thank you.
That's an interesting introduction. You're at least going to tell them my name, right? Something. Well, you don't know anything about me? You don't know my name? Should I introduce myself?
Yes.
Okay.
Please, thank you.
So my name is Urmila, I should also say that this is San Diego. San Diego, March 15th, 2011, at the lounge. Okay. So my name is Urmila, and I've been chanting Hare Krishna now for, 38 years?
Very well.
And what else can I say? I write for our Back to Godhead magazine, if any of you have seen our magazine. I'm one of the editors. I've been working with education for about 30 years. I have a PhD in education. And we've been producing some nice curriculum materials for children. And I'm now basically retired, and I travel all over the world singing and talking about Krishna and clapping. So this is a world mostly where we're always busy. We're always doing something, making something busy, making, doing. And we may not ever stop to ask, what am I trying to achieve? And are the things that I'm making and doing likely to get me what I want? We don't think to ask, why am I doing these particular things? Where am I going? It's something like when I was very young and gasoline was only 27 cents a gallon. When I was in high school, you know, my friends and I would fill up the tank or put in $5 worth of gas and just drive nowhere. I don't know if anybody does that kind of thing anymore. But we used to just drive around. Where are you going? Oh, no, I'm just going for a drive. So a lot of people live their life that way. Where are you going? Oh, I don't know. And how do people decide what to do every day? Well, you just do what you're told to do. You're told to go to school. You're told to get a job. You're told to do this. You're told this. You just do it without ever thinking, where is it going to get me? Where am I going to end up? Where is my destination? Of course, before you can ask that, you have to ask, who is me? The first thing I have to know is, who am I? Then I can figure out where I want to go, and then I can figure out what I want to do. Figuring out what I want to do is the last thing. But most people don't ever ask, who am I? Oh, who am I? Well, that's easy. I'm an American, I'm a man or a woman, I'm, you know, Peruvian. I'm smart, I'm stupid, I'm creative, I'm ugly, I'm whatever. That's easy. I just look in the mirror and that's who I am. The problem is that if I think that that's who I am, the activities in relationship to that who I am don't tend to bring me anything that's very satisfying. That's the problem. If I start thinking that I'm this piece of bones and flesh and blood and brain, then what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to connect this thing, this body, with sources of happiness. That process of connection in Sanskrit is called yoga. So my business is, okay, take this body and I connect it with something that will give it happiness. Okay, connect it with put something on the tongue, put something in the ear, something in the nose, something in the eye, something in the skin. And that way I'll find happiness. But somebody with just a little thoughtfulness will see that that doesn't really work. Sometimes it works a little bit. Sometimes it doesn't work at all. Sometimes it backfires. Right? You connect something with your body and you feel pain instead of the anticipated pleasure, and the pleasure doesn't last long. And at the end you go, what was that all about? Yeah. Is that really what life's all about? You know, once you've connected everything with the body and the mind that you're supposed to, you got the nice house and the nice family and the big car. And we were at a place the other night for dinner, and this guy had a screen so big, I thought it was a movie theater. You know, so you get all these things, and then you go, huh? Is that it? So maybe we have the wrong me. Now, there's a number of doctors. I was just seeing one video of one Dutch doctor, cardiologist, who've noticed that some of their patients that died on the operating table had near-death experiences. You all heard of this, right? Where somebody becomes clinically dead, but they have some super-conscious experience. Maybe they're just hovering at the ceiling looking at their dead body, or maybe they go to some far-out place and experience colors and sounds that they don't experience in this body. Maybe they see their whole life, understand things that they couldn't understand. So this doctor, who was originally thinking